Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, John Stearns. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lonnie Smith. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Smith. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Orge. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Ramsey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Brummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Mura. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Steve Mura. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Brummer and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brummer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hodges moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergfell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards second. Backman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Backman. Hendrick moves to second. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eorg for the out. Hendrick moves to third. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Ramsey reaches second base with a double. Hendrick scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Steve Mura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Jorgensen chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Jorgensen. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Smith steals second. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Smith reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Mura covering, for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire is called out on strikes. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to third. Backman moves to second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Mura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mura is 0-for-1 in the game. Mura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Smith. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardenhire for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Backman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee pinch runs for Dane Eorg. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Backman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie McGee now playing center field. Lonnie Smith now playing left field. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Craig Swan. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns moves to second. Doug Baer now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramsey bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields it and throws to first for the out. Obergefell moves to second. One out. Glenn Brummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brummer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brummer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Obergefell moves to third. Two outs. Gene Tenarche pinch hits for Doug Baer. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Oberkfell scores. 10 Arche moves to second. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ozzie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor moves to second. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Youngblood moves to second. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Youngblood scores. Stearns moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Rusty Tillman pinch runs for Ellis Valentine. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-4 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Tillman moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Tillman moves to third. Foster moves to second. Jim Cott now pitching. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Ron Hodges. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tillman scores. Foster scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Jeff Kiener now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Mike Scott now pitching. Joel Youngblood now playing third base. John Stearns now catching. Rusty Tillman now Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Obergfell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ramsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Sanchez pinch hits for Glenn Brummer. Orlando Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards